Unit 6, Recording 3.
So, can you tell us where the ideas, the inspiration comes from?
Going to fashion shows, and I mean out-of-the-way fashion shows, not just the big ones. Going to clubs and gigs, seeing what's happening on the street. This is where a lot of the ideas originate from. Kids on skateboards on the embankment in London, factory workers in Philadelphia, fishermen off the coast of Genoa in Italy. Anyone, anywhere can inspire a fashion designer.
Right.
Just looking around you, looking at certain celebrities, usually B-listers.
And presumably the big names too.
Actually, A-list celebrities don't take risks with what they wear, so you're not going to learn much from, say, seeing George Clooney in a suit or Julia Roberts in an A-line skirt.
Right. And what about films, magazines?
Oh, they're great. Watching films, magazines, and also looking at other fields is useful. For example, we keep our eye on the synthetics industry. We look at styles in architecture and furniture design, because you never know when an angle, a look, or a use of fabric might catch your eye. Basically, we keep our eyes peeled for everything.
Are there any other sources? Maybe books?
Photography books are great sources. Travel, a combination of colours on a sari worn by a washerwoman in a small village in India, may find its way onto the catwalks of Milan or Paris. An earring design from rural Cambodia may end up on a film star at a big event and suddenly it's in demand. Inspiration comes from everywhere.
And presumably also the past.
The one place where all designers look is the past. Fashion moves in circles, and even the gaudiest, most hideous looks always come back in an altered form. The 1980s, for example, is often considered the decade that fashion forgot. But look on any catwalk or in any photo shoot 30 years later, and you'll see full-length bodysuits, oversized jackets, high-waisted jeans, all products of that dreadful decade, and all given a 21st century twist.